right, what is up, everyone? You're listening to WGMU Radio on the internet at WGMUradio.com. Mason Cable Channel 8.2. I'm DJ Hernandez, and I'm joined in the studio today with singer-songwriter Ethan Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I am doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, having a good morning, having a good weekend, a little rainy, but, you know, just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, it's a little rainy, a little cold, a little different than where I'm from, but it's good to be here.
Well, glad you're here. Glad you're here in D.C. for the night. How's tour been so far for you?
Tour has been awesome. There's nothing like getting in a large van with seven guys cruising across America. We've had a lot of fun. Had some really good shows, great venues, got to connect with some awesome people in all these different cities. So it's the best. There's nothing like it.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that. You know, everything's going well, and you're getting the chance to do this. Let's start off with, where are you from, and how long have you been making music?
Okay, yeah, born and raised Memphis, Tennessee. Lived there until I was 14, moved to Tampa. Mom was a piano teacher, so, you know, my whole life. Started playing when I was 4 or 5, and from there, picked up the drums, started playing a little bit, and then on to guitar, and fell in love with guitar and have been playing guitar since. Started songwriting probably when I was like 17, so a little later, but definitely enjoy making music.
That's awesome. Do you have any musical influence that stand out to you that affect the way you play guitar, the way you write songs, and so on?
Ooh, yeah. I listen to a lot of different people, but growing up in Memphis, you kind of can't help but be influenced. There's a lot of great blues guitar there. So definitely some blues guitar styles that can come out here and there. So that songwriting, I mean, I listen to just about anyone and everyone. So many influences. I don't know if that really answered the question properly or well, but not everybody, take it all in.
If you had to choose just one, who's your favorite artist that you're like, man, I want to take what they were doing with their music and try to make that my own for my audience, for what I love doing?
I wish there was a name that just hit me.
And that's fine.
There really isn't. I think I just love taking little bits from everyone. Yeah, this may be kind of a cheesy answer, but I want to be original, so.
Nah, and that's fine. That's
totally
fine.
Yeah, it's just like, I just pick and choose what I like from everybody, but at the same time, just kind of do what I love and make it happen.
I really respect that answer. Like, you know, a lot of people give, like, more cliche answers, but always got to keep it original. I respect it. Let's talk about your newest album that dropped earlier this year, back in March, Sailing to Beverly. What was the writing process for that album?
Yeah, that was a really cool writing process. It was actually a trip that I took. I had a couple weeks off. This was about 3 years ago. And I got to be crew on a sailboat that sailed from West Palm all the way up to Nantucket. And I stopped along the way. And I got to stop in all kind of different cities. And along the way, I wrote this project and this album. And it's been incredible just to see how it's all come together. So yeah, wrote a lot of songs on the journey, out at sea, before the trip, after the trip. There's a love song, which is the title track, Sailing to Beverly. Mm-hmm. So there was a girl at the end of the trip, and you know, there were some influences there. So a lot of ocean, love, dreams, life, all that kind of stuff. So good things.
And what do you think is your favorite song off the album? Personally, my favorite song is Roll. I really like the music video you shot for that. I actually was listening to the album before the interview today, and I had Roll on repeat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, people seem to really like Roll. I kind of didn't think that song was going to do anything. Just super simple. Wrote it on the trip, and I love that people are digging it, and that's really cool. Favorite song? I like Secrets a lot. That's one of the tracks that's I really enjoy playing. That's a pretty vulnerable song. Nobody Dreams is also one of my favorites, just because of the meaning. Just to see you know, it's a fun song. Feel Something is like left field track on the album.
Yeah.
That's like, where did that come from? And I love that song. I got to produce that one just for fun, and it ended up making the record. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's funny you mentioned Feel Something. I remember the first time I was listening to the album, you know, it's just a nice, like, feel-good album, like, something yeah. you can put on for everyone. And, like, you know, it's a good album. And then Feel Something comes on. I'm like, oh, like, we're getting into, like, the synth pop wave. Like,
yeah.
Like, I really like the album, though. It works. It's a good closing song to the album.
Cool. And,
yeah, I really dig it.
I appreciate it.
So I guess you kind of already answered this question, but would you say your lyrics are more personal to you? The album has a central theme.
Yeah.
Do you write all your music that way, or have you, like, just that always been concrete on that?
Yeah, it was different for every song. I think Nobody Dreams was lyrics first. I was just kind of writing that. If I go through the order of songs, Roll was, like, music first. A lot of, honestly, I would say 90% is I'll come up with the music first. And from the music, the lyrics kind of just come out of it. The same for Feel Something. I produced the track, started laying these guitars, these beats, and these different things down one day, and I was like, man, this feels really good. And I wrote to it, and it just, yeah, I was feeling something.
That's awesome, man. Let's talk about the music video for the song Roll right now. What was the concept behind that? Like, how did you know, like, hey, this is what I want for this song?
It was a team effort. I've got a great management crew. But essentially, I really wanted to display something. It was me playing a character and an actress playing a character of a couple. And the idea was for us to portray them in their home where they had all the comforts of life. They're on this journey. They leave the home. Things start breaking down. Life starts getting hard. But they decide to stick together through the hard times. And because of that, they grow closer. And so I think today we live in a day and age where love is very, you know, if it works and it's on my time and you can make my life better, then I'll love you. And if you can't, then I guess it's not going to work, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of it inspired from, honestly, my grandparents. They've been married for like some like 50 plus years now. And to see them through all their hardships, through all their journeys of life, like stick together, how strong they are now. I think that's just a value that we can easily lose in today's world.
That's really touching, man. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think that even gives me a new perspective on the music video and the song itself.
Hmm.
So I feel like next time I'm going to listen to it, I'll be thinking more of what you said right now.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Yeah.
That's like the whole purpose of the song Roll. You know, it talks about when times are slow, or you know, how, you know, all these different things where people go through these things in life just to keep it up, keep going. Yeah.
All right, let's start wrapping up this interview. One final question, though. What have you been listening to in 2018? What are some releases from this year that's been standing out for you so far?
Man, I'm like on a pop kick, which is weird because my music isn't very poppy. But I listen to a lot of pop stuff right now. So any new release stuff I'm kind of on, I enjoy, but also a lot of singer-songwriter stuff. And then a lot of artists that I've been able to play with on this tour have been phenomenal, and I've been able to listen to some of their records. It's been really good.
That's awesome. Do you want to give any of them a quick shout-out, or just anyone in general?
Yeah. De Joie, which means of joy.
Okay.
Shout-out. I don't know if she's listening or watching. Her music is sick. I got to play with her the past two nights. Really enjoy her stuff. David Francisco, got to play with him. Those guys have been great. So enjoy their stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. And do you want to quickly plug all your social medias so anyone that's listening right now or in the future can go ahead, follow you, find your music on whatever streaming services you are on?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go ahead and put that out there.
Yeah, it's Ethan Parker. It's across all boards. Whatever social media outlet you have, it's Ethan Parker. Big things coming. I got some cool new songs, videos, tours, some songwriting stuff that's happening with some bigger artists too. So great things happening. I can't wait for the future. And follow along the journey.
Thank you so much, Ethan, for being here with us at WGMU today. You can catch Ethan Parker playing live tonight at the Songbird Music Cafe in Adams Morgan, D.C. Doors open at 7, music starts at 8. Be there. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Ethan Parker will be playing a live studio session here at WGMU Radio, your voice amplified.